At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody, wow. Let me tell you, this Natalie Harp story is not getting any better for Donald Trump, and it's not getting any easier for Republicans to defend as we learn more and more information. We have new details about Natalie Harp's quite odd relationship to Donald Trump, and now Senator John Ossoff of Georgia is doubling down. He is not backing off. He is continuing to highlight the fact that Trump surrounds himself with sycophants, can't get out of this Iran war, and is more obsessed with his ballroom and his jet and with Natalie than actually helping the American people. And interestingly enough, Republicans have kind of Streisand affected themselves. If you guys don't know about the Streisand effect, it's when you're trying to cover something up, and in the process, you turn it into a bigger and bigger story. It's when Barbara Streisand sued to get her home removed from this image of a bunch of homes. And when she sued to get her Malibu home removed, people actually realized, wait a minute, that's her home. And it became this national story. She's suing to get it removed. Then more people knew it was her home after she sued than before. It's kind of exactly what's happening with this story right now. Republicans are freaking out, pissing themselves, crying, saying that Democrats don't respect women in politics. And that made a lot of reporters ask, what are they hiding? What else is Natalie Harp hiding? What is Donald Trump hiding? And that's what we will get into throughout this video. As always, make sure you drop a like if you appreciate the message. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And I just want to lead with the strongest clip right here of Senator John Ossoff last night talking to Lawrence O'Donnell. Take a listen.
You said, we just heard it, he wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie on their apparently defenseless flying palace. Gifted.
I'm sorry to pause it, but I just want to remind you, that is all that John Ossoff said. He said he wants to build his ballroom and fly with Natalie. People like Scott Jennings on CNN are acting like John Ossoff wrote some 20-minute fan fiction about their personal lives. He literally just said they will fly around together.
By the Emir of Qatar. Why do you think that's the line that bothers Donald Trump the most?
Lawrence, it's been amazing to watch this White House melt down over this all week. And about Natalie Harp, these White House staffers are adults, public officials paid by the taxpayer with immense power in positions of public trust. And whether it's Natalie Harp printing out Donald Trump's daily dose of delusion and flattery, or Peter Navarro steering taxpayer-funded loans to Trump family investments, or Pete Hegseth deluding the president daily into deepening this quagmire in the Middle East, no one cares about their feelings. The sailors on the Lincoln are fighting his war, a war based on lies, while he plays with his new ballroom, flies around on a jet given to him by a foreign prince, and retreats into this circle of sycophantic aides who tell him every day what he wants to hear, not what he needs to hear. This entire White House is responsible for lying the country into war, and for the rest of their careers, they will be known for having participated in this obscenity.
Honestly, very well said, as always, from Senator John Ossoff. I want to jump right over to Scott Jennings getting confronted on CNN last night. Abby Phillip did a really good job at putting together a compilation of videos of Trump disrespecting women, yelling, "Quiet piggy, you're an awful woman, a nasty woman." I mean, this is how Trump has acted his entire political career. It is defined by his disrespect and abuse of women. And It's so despicable. Obviously, Donald Trump's behavior is despicable, but I also find the Republican pearl clutching at John Ossoff's comment despicable because Republicans have collectively blinded themselves to everything Trump has said over the past decade. They act like it doesn't even exist. Then John Ossoff makes some rather innocent comment about Trump being influenced by a small group of people, and all of a sudden, Scott Jennings is about to break down on tears on television? Come on.
Let me go ahead and just play it because there's just such a long history of this. Trump punching down, insulting women. Let's just play
Scott, it. Never complaining about it.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
But what we want to do is to replenish the
Such
Social
a
Security
nasty
Trust
woman.
Fund.
You are justice. The worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years.
By the way, this is like level one sexism. This is like sexism that was written in movies back in the 70s when people weren't even talking about it. You should smile more. You're a pretty young woman. You should smile more. It's like the most foundational sexism 101. It's so easy to spot.
I don't think I've ever seen a smile
well,
in
I'm
your
asking
face.
You about survivors you know of Jeffrey Epstein. You know
if there's nothing incriminating in the files,
quiet, piggy. Unbelievable.
Quiet, piggy. I mean, Scott.
Excuse me, sir.
Dan's question was pretty straightforward. If you're going to be outraged over traveling on a plane with Natalie, are you going to be outraged over all those things?
I do not believe in demeaning women in any way, number one. Number two.
So, answering the question.
Not,
so,
did,
not,
so did the president demean women, and
the,
was that
the
unacceptable?
Issue, the issue I have with this
are
is...
Are you outraged or not issue, about that?
The issue
are
I have.
Outraged?
The issue I have with this is
not answering the question.
Natalie Harp
not answering the question.
Is not a public figure.
Nor is
she has
nor
no,
is Ruby Freeman or Shane Moss.
She has no
to
ability
be, to be
you're,
honest.
You're not answering the question. You're
a Democrat.
You are avoiding the question again, Scott James. You continuously distract and devoid
it
avoid
has
you
had,
by the way, at home, you have no idea how loud this is.
But Scott, listen.
You have no idea how dishonest you are.
It has nothing to do with Natalie. She is.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that devolved into a lot of shouting very quickly. You guys want to know my honest feeling watching this clip? It kind of enrages me. It kind of effing enrages me. Now, I want to point out, Abby's doing a great job. The panel is doing a really, like, fantastic job. They're doing well. But the way that he so shamelessly lies and tries to skirt out of these questions by relying on the time limits of the show, each segment's like 14 to 15 minutes long on this show, so Scott Jennings knows that if he can get just a minute of lies and then delay for a few more minutes, everyone will move on to the next topic and his lies will have muddied the waters enough where some people at home are like, huh, I'm confused on which side came out on top. In this case, they did not let him muddy the waters. Keith Boydkin to his right, and then Abby Phillip to his left on this panel. I guess it's vice versa. Abby's to his right. Keith is to his left. They continue to double down and ask the same question, are you outraged? And Scott Jennings does the same wishy-washy bullshit where he can't even answer. I want to continue to highlight Natalie Harp and Donald Trump's relationship. I have never on my show said that there is some weird sexual relationship with them. That's not what I'm even insinuating. I've said that you can draw your own conclusions based on the facts that I present, and I think the facts as they stand are kind of odd. Like, listen to this. Haberman and Swan of the New York Times were the first people to report on Harp's practice of writing personal notes to Trump. And holy shit, it gets crazy when you read the actual book excerpt. In 2023, Ms. Harp sent a series of letters to Mr. Trump that unnerved people around him, according to half dozen people with knowledge of them. Quote, you are all that matters to me, she wrote in one of the letters. The letter's authenticity was confirmed by two people with direct knowledge. Quote, I won't ever want to let you down, Ms. Harp wrote, thanking Trump for being her guardian and protector in his life. In another letter, she told Mr. Trump that she wanted to get back that synergy she used to have with him, where we talk about everything and nothing. I want to bring you joy, she wrote, to feel like we can work through a day without ever having to talk work. I'm not sure where the line between codependency and obsession is, writes the author, but this has got to be awfully close to it. In their book Regime Change, Haberman and Swan reported that Trump told staff concerning Harp, all of you will go off and make money. She will never leave me. Oh, and Trump has a pet name for Harp. Used to call her Nathalie, using the French pronunciation. No one else seems to call her that. Very, very weird stuff. Here is Maggie Haberman, who wrote the original book and report on Natalie Harp, sharing new details. This is where it gets really scary. Maggie Haberman says that Natalie Harp is a channel by which foreign leaders try to reach him. Trump has created this environment since he took office the second time mainly, where he's returning to the United States into a pre-constitutional order where other countries can give and receive gifts like he's an effing king. They'll give him a massive jet or a big crypto investment and hope that he has favorable policy. So these countries are now saying, huh, Trump seems to really care about Natalie Harp. Natalie Harp seems to really care about Trump, and she seems to be lacking a security clearance. That's another part of it. She lacked a security clearance for a year, and now Maggie Haberman reports this.
You note in your new article that Natalie Harp never takes a day off, not even a Sunday, right? She is committed, and she is indefatigable. How much does Trump depend on her?
A lot. And it's important to note, Aaron, you know, in our reporting, that story was by Sean McCreesh, my colleague and me. Jonathan and I have separate reporting in Regime Change just about how Trump views her. And part of it is, you know, he will describe to other aides that, and said this during the interregnum period, that, you know, everyone else will go off and make money. She'll never leave. That essentially she is the person who loves him as much as his wife and children. And she serves a specific purpose. In a White House, in a government, there are other channels, official channels of information. You know, she doesn't provide him with his national security briefing, the presidential daily brief. She is not the White House staff secretary, which is supposed to be the last step for paper flow. She's not the press secretary, from whom certain media requests are supposed to come. She is a channel by which, as you said, foreign leaders try to reach him if they can't some other way. She is a channel by which he reaches people he sees on television, who he likes what they are saying, or that he will just send out notes to. She is with him so much of the day during those meetings, and she is talking to him throughout the evening about social media posts. So she is a specific channel of information, but she is one that he considers very important, and so do other people outside.
I mean, I find that rather eerie. This user points out, we might still debate whether Natalie Harp had a dark motive for attaching herself to Trump so that she reads his emails, writes his comms, and influences reactions. Like, we could talk about that. But foreign leaders have now sure noticed how useful she is in this role. She is a channel by which they reach out. That is different. That is uniquely dangerous. This reads, several videos shared with the New York Times shows Ms. Harp sprinting across great distances to keep up with Mr. Trump's golf cart as it putters across his course in Scotland. Quote, I also am sorry if I was an embarrassment walking the course in Scotland, she wrote in one letter reviewed by the New York Times. The letter goes on to say, I want things to be always right between us. I also know I've been distracted all week, forgetting to eat throughout the days, even forgetting to sleep, only catching a couple hours at a time. The letter concludes, with all my heart, Natalie. You know, David Pakman, friend of the show, had an interesting theory on his show, and it went kind of like this. Natalie Harp lost her father a few years back. She lost her father figure, which is tragic, and it's awful, right? Donald Trump has also said in the past that Ivanka weren't his daughter, he would be dating her. So he's got a proclivity towards like young blonde women. That's not me making that up. You can see it in the pattern of who he surrounds himself with. So she's missing a father figure, and he's missing somebody who is kind of like his daughter, but not his daughter, that he can date. It kind of seems like a symbiotic relationship in that way, even if it isn't some weird sexual thing. Like, we don't know what this relationship is. I think it's still worth talking about. It's still worth talking about the security clearances here. It's still worth talking about this odd relationship. And mainly, it's worth talking about Trump's failing war with Iran, where he himself is insulated with a bunch of people that just tell him what he wants to hear and how great he is. That is dangerous for all of us. It is important that the president of the United States has checks and balances and people around him telling him that he's wrong or telling him that he's looking at things the wrong way. He doesn't have that right now, and it makes us less safe. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want to see more, make sure you subscribe below. Join the Mockler Mafia, Mockler Media. We're going to keep pushing for a better future. I love you all, and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.